Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't know whether you noticed this, but I was driving in just before noon and then around noon, and I saw these two military planes flying over the city. They were four-engine cargo planes, like a C-31. You know, they weren't the biggest of the cargo planes, but they were definitely cargo planes. They were flying in what I would describe as a very loose formation, and they were flying a couple of hundred feet over the city, and they were flying around the city. And then around the city, and then they would fly back in this direction and then come back around the city. And they were flying around the city for a while. So I had Ian call the Naval Air Station, Belle Chasse, to see what was going on. Well, it's not their people. What we found out is that's the Air Force from Biloxi. And the Naval Air Station here doesn't know what they're doing. So, I mean, is that just maybe a little unsettling? They're flying over our city, a couple hundred feet over the city, military planes, and they don't know what they're doing.
I mean, they don't know what they're doing sounds a little bit more mysterious than it probably is. You know, I probably should have said when I told you this, they have no information about their operational schedule today.
Okay, well, maybe we should call...
That's a little less alarming, isn't it?
Let's call the Air Force Base.
Is that Keesler?
Keesler, yeah. Eglin is... That's the one in Florida. Yeah, it's Keesler Air Force Base. Let's call Keesler Air Force Base.
And okay. Just,
I want to know what the hell their planes are doing over here. Are they planning some kind of attack? I mean, is Biloxi planning some kind of attack of New Orleans? And they're sending their Air Force planes over here? And Ian, look, I understand what you're saying, that, you know, we don't know if there's anything wrong. But if we make like there's nothing wrong at all, that's just not very good radio.
No.
So we've got to make it seem like maybe there's some kind of, you know, malicious intent
like
here.
Like we're being invaded by Biloxi?
Well, Biloxi, I don't know.
By air, two if by sea?
I don't know what goes on
anything
in Biloxi.
Anything could happen.
But look, we're watching very closely. We're watching Lakeshore Drive, Lake Pontchartrain, because they could land some boats and just walk up the steps.
Yeah, just come on up here, guys.
So yeah. We don't know what's going on.
Stop at the Blue Crab, don't you?
You know, but I mean, wouldn't you think that there would be some communication with the military that like, hey, like we're in your airspace.
I don't know, man.
This is the airspace of, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is the airspace of the Naval Air Station in Belle Chasse. And you're going to send some Air Force cargo planes flying over our city, a couple hundred feet over the city, continue to fly around the city. and they don't know what's going on.
Hey, man, you're on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know.
Well, apparently.
You know?
But I'm on a want-to-know basis, and I do want to know.
Well, I'll make sure I tell the PAO that when I get him on the phone at Kiesler. Scoot wants to know what your operational schedule is today for that.
Look,
that squadron.
If they sound suspicious at all, you know, I want you to detect that in their voices because, you know, I don't want there to be some kind of surprise attack on New Orleans. You know, for Biloxi, I mean, they're doing so well with their casinos and they do so many great things on the Gulf Coast. They may have bigger thoughts in mind. I don't know. All I know is that we've got some Air Force planes, cargo planes from Biloxi flying over our city. Is this a reconnaissance mission and the jets are coming next? I don't know. You know,
Why would they send cargo planes for reconnaissance? They're like, we must maintain the disguise. Don't send an actual recon outfit. Just send some cargo planes. Have them circle around a couple times.
Yeah, they'll never figure it out.
Scoot's like, whoa. You got to get to the bottom of this.
Look, I'm sorry, man. I see these military planes flying over the city, and I just want to know what the hell is going on.
That's what I told the public affairs person at Bell Chase. I was like, he just loves this sort of thing. He just really wants to know about airplanes. He sees a plane he doesn't recognize in the sky. He gets all twisted up about it. You know, I got other stuff to do. And he's like, Ian, I got to get
you got
to figure out what those planes are doing.
Whatever happened to if you see something. Well, I'm seeing something.
I've seen
planes
something.
In the sky. I'm looking out of the window now. I don't see them. I don't see them right now. Did anybody else see these planes?
No, they went back up to 30,000 feet. You spooked them. They were like, we've been seen. We've got a tail. Our cover's busted.
Pull up. We need to elevate. Big time.
Get out of here. Get out of here. He saw us.
They want to zero traffic control. Do we have permission to climb to 3,000 feet?
Get out of there. His producer's calling around trying to get information.
We're busted.
We have
been exposed.
Compromised.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I just want to find out. That's all.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll let you know. I mean, as soon as we know something, we'll let you know something. But I take this, if you see something, say something very seriously. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio, doing what he can to find out about military operations over the city. If you are just tuning in right now, there were some cargo planes, two cargo planes flying in loose formation over the city, several hundred feet over the city for a period of time. They were circling around the city of New Orleans. The Naval Air Station in Belle Chasse doesn't know what they're doing. We did find out that they're Air Force cargo planes from Biloxi, Kiesler Air Force Base. They're from Biloxi. And so this has got me curious about what is Biloxi planning? Are they planning some kind of attack or takeover of the city of New Orleans, sending these cargo planes over here to, do a reconnaissance mission or something? Did you find out any more?
Yes, they're flying over cargo planes full of chips to the IP Resort and Casino.
Okay.
As they're going to blanket the city with these chips. As you know, it's a marketing gimmick so that we all go over to Biloxi and play our chips at the casino.
No, seriously. We haven't found out yet.
No, I haven't found out yet.
Okay.
But that
would be a hell of an idea.
That would be. I mean, that's. I'm firing pearls out here today. That would be a great idea.
Well, look, I would like it to be that innocent. I'm deeply concerned about these Air Force planes circling at several hundred feet over the city, circling around our city. They're from Biloxi, and the Naval Air Station here doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
Hey, you got what is that on your forehead there? You got it's a little red laser on the back. Okay, all right.
Duck, duck, duck.
Ho, ho, okay, all right. All right, only kidding. No, the person I spoke to at Kiesler said it's the 403rd Wing and gave me a phone number for them, so I'll try them while we're in commercial.
Okay, yeah, I mean, well, it's interesting that we talked to all these people, and what, they're just planes out there, military planes flying around, and you've got to make this great effort to find out what they're doing? Like, you would think the public information officers would know exactly what's going on, but apparently they don't. Adding to the suspicion of what were those cargo planes doing flying several hundred feet over the city, and you may have seen them a little while ago.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams.
at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, I saw two cargo planes driving in from West End a little while ago. I saw two cargo planes flying in loose formation, very low over the city. They were circling New Orleans multiple times. And we called the Naval Air Station, Belle Chasse. They don't know what they're doing. Called the Air Force in Biloxi at Keesler Air Force Base. The first call went to public service information, public information officer. They didn't know what they're doing, but they gave us the number of the 403rd Wing of the Air Force at Keesler Air Force Base. And now we know what they were doing. And Ian has that information for us.
Okay. I had to go through several layers of pretty intense security.
Yes.
You know, I had to make sure that, I had to give a voice identification sort of print, you know, where you say your name and like a little passphrase and all that. And then you had to turn two keys at the same time, right? Like, and it opens up this failsafe.
Right, right.
And then I was finally able to speak to the PAO. I had to, you know, give some blood and a thumbprint and all that. And then I finally got the PAO on the phone and I said, hey, Scoot's kind of an airplane guy and he's real curious about this. And, you know, if you'd please just tell us what the 403rd is doing here. And they said, Is it okay to do this? Because I don't want to get in trouble. Right, I mean, I don't want to blow something up here.
First of all, yes, I'm an airplane guy, but I'm also a patriotic American. And when I see something, I say something. And I see these two military planes circling several hundred feet above the ground over the city of New Orleans multiple times. They're circling around. They're moving in a different direction, circling back around. And I just want to know what the hell they're doing. And now we find out they're from the Air Force Base in Biloxi. And I was wondering if there might be some kind of military operation that the Air Force is planning against the city of New Orleans.
Okay. Well, I guess they wouldn't have told me this if they didn't think it was okay to tell you.
Okay.
And then by proxy, the audience, the general public. I haven't cleared this with Odyssey's lawyers, so
here we go.
You know, if I go down, I'm taking you with me, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know anything about this.
I talked to the 403rd, and they said those planes are flying over New Orleans because it's a training mission. It's a training exercise. The pilots have to be occasionally recertified on the C-130J, and so they're doing a training exercise over New Orleans. It's the thing that they do sometimes. Sometimes they do it over New Orleans, and sometimes they do it over Pensacola, and it's a totally routine training exercise, and there's no invasion. There's no danger. Okay. The public is safe. There's nothing to be concerned about.
Okay.
It's just a routine training.
Okay,
it's just a routine training.
Oh, my
exercise.
God. That's such a relief.
God.
I mean, why New Orleans, though? I mean, what, do we look like downtown Caracas?
Good Lord.
I mean, if we're planning anything in Venezuela, what, do we have similarities with Caracas?
Yeah, there's probably some architectural similarities there. Yeah, I mean, downtown Caracas.
There was Spanish influence.
Spanish influence. Big
Spanish
time,
influence
big
here
time,
in the
big
quarter.
Big time influence. Yeah, you probably notice some similarities. Yeah, for sure.
So, okay, well, maybe that's why they picked New Orleans over Pensacola.
Caracas.
Yeah, well, anyway, we got this figured out. I appreciate the work that you did. I wanted to direct you in different directions because, again, questions come to mind when I see these things, and I wanted to make sure that we got this taken care of. So I'm really glad we did. Do you want to get to some text messages?
Here's a text message that says, as you guys keep talking, they're pinging your location. So watch what you say.
Oh, wow.
They may have you locked on target. Sometimes knowing stuff doesn't come in your favor.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Are we safe here?
No, we're not safe anymore. I mean, you have broken a barrier. You have broken a barrier and gone deep into this mission, this training mission. Well, we take those planes, a four-engine plane like that probably travels, I'm going to take a guess, 300 miles an hour, 275.
Sure, whatever you want. You're the airplane guy.
I don't know. It's not going to take them long to get, from Keesler Air Force Base over New Orleans. But I just found it curious that they were flying over the city, and I found it very curious that the Naval Air Station didn't know what they were doing.
I love it when we get you talking about airplane stuff. You know, it's like the days when it's like, okay, which runway are they going to use? Because you can't use this north-south runway, the winds blow a certain way. The pilot's got to do this for this certain kind of plane. Oh, is that a 737 or 747 MAX? Like, do you really know a lot about this stuff.
Do you remember when I theorized why President Trump came here in the 757 rather than the Air Force One 747.
Yeah, what was your big theory about that?
The theory was a strong cold front had come through here, and so there was a very strong north wind. And so they would have to use the east-west runway for the 747 because the north-south runway at the airport is too short. So they had to use the other plane, which becomes Air Force One when the president gets on it, but they had to use the 757. And he's probably going, the president's like, why am I in this cramped plane? I mean, there's just no room in here.
It's too tiny. We need a much bigger, more beautiful plane.
But it was because, I think it was because of that strong, strong north wind. They had to use the north-south runway, which was too short for the 747. So, yeah, I do like talking about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you had a license or were working towards a license?
I had a student pilot license, I ran out of money and then got into radio and got preoccupied with this. But, I really wanted to be an airline pilot.
Here's a text that says, this is Steve. Steve says, Ian and Scoot, a routine training exercise? That's what they tell you when they don't want you to know what they're really doing. Get real. Was the big door out the back of the plane open? Maybe they were throwing some illegal immigrants out into the middle of the lake? No!
That guy's
right,
though.
Don't do that. You can't just throw people into the lake.
But
that's what they do in, Iraq, man. Don't throw people out of planes.
But that guy's right. When they don't want you to know, they say, it's a routine mission. It's just a routine training mission. Bombs are dropping. They're doing reconnaissance. They're finding out specific targets. And they're just saying, it's just a routine training mission.
Ugh, here's another text that says, routine, my butt, another diabolical plan hatched by the man. Good work. Here's a text that says, do they do the training here just in case they have a catastrophic incident? It doesn't hurt their people over there. That's not fair. Keesler, don't send your people over here for the training exercise. I mean, God forbid there's an accident and something goes wrong, but keep that stuff in Mississippi. We got enough problems.
Well, yes. I mean, look, if one of those things went down, I mean, it would cause quite a tragedy because it's a cargo plane. It's a pretty big plane, and God knows what they have on board there.
Soothsayer Sam is listening today. He says the C-130J cruises at 330 to 345 miles an hour with a maximum speed of 400 miles an hour.
Okay, I was close. I was close, and he had the benefit of being able to look it up. But thanks for the information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.